hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ had to take off a little early today, so I'm alone in the studio, but still basking in the afterglow of the announcement of the Gregulator. And I'm pretty excited right now because we have Jared from NextDive.com, NEXDive.com with us, who makes world-class regulator systems, among many other products that you can check out on their website. Jared, how you doing, buddy? And welcome. What's going on?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Now, I know you're just joining us now, so I don't think you heard the official launch promotion of the Gregulator. So let me play you that first, and then we'll talk about whether or not we're going to bring this to market together. You ready?
No.
Okay.
Divers, add some thumbs up coolness to your next dive with the new Gregulator. A second stage with a white goatee of genuine yak hair on the purge button, so you can pretend you suck, just like Greg the Dive Master. But that's not all. The exhaust valve on the Gregulator channels exhaled air directly in front of your dive mask, so you can be hopelessly lost underwater, just like Greg. As an added bonus, the Gregulator's mouthpiece tastes like ice cream, Greg's favorite dessert.
Hey, voice guy.
Gay Bigfoot, what are you doing here?
Did somebody say suck a...
No, that's not what I said.
Suck it. Put it in your mouth and suck it.
What the hell? How'd you guys get in here?
Do you guys make fudge flavor?
Gay Bigfoot ain't talking about no ice cream.
Stop it, you silly savage.
You guys need to shut the f*** up. I'm trying to finish this.
You did not just say
what
that.
What a dick.
The new Gregulator, just $109.99. Gregulator, from Scuba Radio, the makers of Scuba Radio Breakfast Sausage.
They look like turds,
but they good.
Not a lube.
Okay, you know, listening back to it, I think we need to fine-tune the marketing approach slightly on this. So I apologize for that part, Jared. But, I mean, I don't know. I bounced it off the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, and they've all lined up. They want their own Gregulator as soon as possible. I mean, Brittany has called dibs on the first production model. And I don't know. Do you think is it possible, or do you guys have your hands full with all your next dive stuff that is way, way better quality and makes more sense for the industry?
I think it's the worst idea possible.
Perfect. Nailed it. Okay. But Brittany still wants the first one.
For reason. Yes. Thank okay. you, Jared.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I get the chocolate flavored mouthpiece?
Well,
though?
See, I don't know. There may be some, you know, I'll tell you what, Jared, if you hear any ideas around the Gregulator that you want to steal and incorporate into next dive line of products, feel free. I would highly advise against it, but feel free.
Yeah, I appreciate it, but no, I'm not going to.
Okay. That's probably a good thing.
One time then.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that there's a problem when Vinny is the only guy who actually wants to go forward with it.
Yeah. Well, that's
No, I just want the chocolate mouthpiece.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well,
and hot dog flavored water.
All right. Well, that's a whole nother issue that we should leave, alone. But I do wonder, you know, Britney did ask to be the first one to receive a Gregulator, like special edition. Do you ever do that? Like when you make one of your Next Dive regs and like it's the first stealth regulator and you number them or anything like that. Do you do that kind of thing sometimes when you're coming up with these new ideas of products that you guys launch at Next Dive there, Jared, or no?
We do, and it depends on what the circumstance. But for example, when it came out, the Red Second Stage, it was originally for one individual in particular, and so we serial numbered it number one for him.
Ah. Is it on there? I'm holding one right here that I have on my desk. I have one of these red ones. I love this.
Yeah, it really pops underwater.
Yeah. But is there a number on this somewhere that I don't see on this particular one, or you just like etched it in?
No, Greg.
What?
He just did it special for that one regulator.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Is that what you did? You like put a little number on it underneath it or something and embossed it or something there, Jared, or what?
Below where the mouthpiece is, between the mouthpiece and the exhaust cover, there's a number.
Oh, there is. Okay. All right, I'm looking. I don't have my other glasses on, but I'm sure it's there. But that's kind of cool. Yeah. I mean, that kind of makes it extra special. But just for the record, you've never incorporated yak hair into any of your regulator designs, I assume, right?
I have not.
Okay. That's probably a good move on your part. But yeah, I mean, I think that could be something. I love unique stuff, if you haven't figured that part out already. Just from, you know, the idea of the Gregulator, even though it was a terrible idea, there are elements that I love to have that are unique to your setup. And that's kind of what you guys do with all the different colors at Next Dive. And you can really personalize it to your liking. And I mean, you expect to even go further or deeper down that hole over the next year or so with the product line that you have in your head right now? Or what do you think?
We've already started some different ideas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But once again, none of them involve yak hair.
There's no yak hair.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Leave those kind of nuttier ideas to us. Okay. We'll cover that base for you. Like, here's the things here are the ideas and concepts that you should avoid at all costs. That's what we do here at Scuba Radio sometimes. But we do have this focus group of Scuba Radio Scuba Squad members that have a tendency to lead us down the wrong path. Vinny.
You're a fearless leader, though, Greg.
Jerry.
We follow you.
Casey. Yeah.
What? Yeah. I was taking a nap. I missed that.
I figured as much. But any of those ideas can you share, or you got to wait until, what, another dive show when you launch all this stuff, Jared, or what? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm hoping to have some stuff by the Long Beach Scuba Show.
Okay. So we're talking to the June, end of May time frame. That'll be another launch date for Next Dive. What else you got on the agenda right now? Are you guys just like doing research and development? I mean, I know you got a whole side project that you do with some commercial dive projects and things. Is that what you're kind of focused on at the moment, or what exactly?
We got some things in R&D for Next, but yeah, right now we got some pretty big jobs going on at Fishman's Wharf in Monterey.
Yes, I think Kenny was telling me about that from Sweetwater Scuba, and you guys are like putting down big pilings or something. They're just crazy commercial work. He said, you know, Jared's nuts, right? He kind of told me that. That was probably off the record, Jared, so just take that for what it's worth. But he said they got it on film, and they're going to release some of this stuff. But it sounded like pretty exciting things. You like doing that side gig, and it's good money, I assume, huh?
Yeah, it's good money, but it's also really challenging, and I like it really works my brain, which I like. Got to come up with new creative ways of doing things.
Yeah. Well, that sounds exciting. Look forward to seeing the video there. And all right. Well, once again, if you go to nexdive.com, check out the complete line of Next Dive gear, minus the Gregulator. I don't think that's coming to their organization anytime soon, which means they know what they're doing, unlike us. All right. More coming up. Stay close.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater, dive computers for demanding divers.
When it comes to manufacturing quality dive gear, pretty much all the big players were forced to produce their stuff overseas. Nex Underwater Products, however, took a different approach, bringing design and assembly back to the USA. They have an impressive story, and you can read all about it at nexdive.com, along with checking out their complete line of high-quality dive gear. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead, which allows Nex to give you way more bang for your diving buck. At the core of each Nex regulator is a unique modular design that can be easily modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. And get this, Nex is the Scuba Lab Tester's Choice winner for 2025. Your best dive will be your next dive. Just go to nexdive.com and order now. That's N-E-X-Dive.com. Nex Underwater Products. Make your next dive your best dive at nexdive.com.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, books by Eric.com and Audible.com.